this day-to-day parenting is so wild living in the U.S. If you aren't well off, rich, or you could do one parent works, one parent stays at home, you literally have to put your kids in someone else's hands. Okay? All year until fall break, winter break, spring break, or summer break. And that is the reality of working and living in the U.S. What is the quality of spring break for kids if both parents have to work? Workday starts at 5 a.m. and usually ends around 8 p.m. once you get home with food or with something to cook after you beat traffic. That's 4 hours per day actively with your kid. And then the world gets your kid most of the day, more time than you do. If you thinking about camp, camp is very expensive right now, okay? And a lot of time, the hours are before you even get off of work or get back to your side of town from work. And making core memories is almost impossible with the schedules that we have. And this is why I say parents should be able to be off for the spring break for their kids. Or moms should be able to have spring break with their kids and it not cost them an arm and a leg and a job. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. Of course, yes, we can PTO Monday through Friday on spring break. If we can / have the time to use. If we can afford it also. I think it should be a given. With this economy, it's so hard to plan and go anywhere, okay? Gas is sky high, all right? The Grinch that we have for the president has made some decisions that has made our gas sky high for spring. And so a lot of people are not buying plane tickets. A lot of people are not flying out of different countries. A lot of people plan for a spring break since last year, and now it is ruined because of his decisions. The reality is having kids and entertaining kids costs money in this economy. It costs money for regular things these days. Sports, academic events, uniforms, sneakers, instruments, field trips, etc. It costs money. And on top of that, the kids want to do something fun and exciting and not the norm for spring break. Can you afford it? Now, don't get me wrong. Parents would love a break too. Time from work is always a good day. Woo! It took long enough! I don't know about you, but I was tired of that cold weather, okay? And because I'm tired of that cold weather, that means we got new merch, baby! We got new merch on the Shambi Pod and Spot. And if you're looking for what else is she talking about, go to shambipodden.com. Thank you so much for checking out this show and checking out these podcasts. And if you're listening to this, that means you already knee deep in, and I appreciate you. Enjoy yourself. Don't be a stranger. Drop a review. Now back to the show. Time for work is always a good week. Outside play, no buying lunch stuff, no wasting gas, no drop-offs, no pickups. Easier day-to-day schedule, sign me up if I have the time to take off. Do you have the money for theme parks? Probably not. Do you have the money for outings? Probably not. Bills are still due despite kids being on spring break. And so you have to really think about it and say, okay, what's an inexpensive thing I can do for spring break with the kids? And you got to think about it. How many kids do you have? What are their ages? How do they want to be entertained? Because I have a preteen that doesn't want to be at Sky Zone, that doesn't want to be at the smaller kids' age places. And I have a 9-year-old that thinks she's 25, and it's so hard to entertain them both at the same time, at the same place. So a lot of times I have to entertain one on this day and entertain the other on the other day. You know what I'm saying? It's very hard to figure that out. But you can try something inexpensive like a staycation with the pool. That's a vibe. Picnic in the park or a barbecue. Mini road trip or a day trip. Museum trip. Five and Below with a budget. Okay, I love a Five and Below trip with the budget. Playful meals together. Cook together. Maybe make a pizza together. Try something new together. Bake something new together. My reality is I have an office week. And it just so happens that my office week is on the girls' spring break. The girls are on spring break. The girls will spend time with other people other than me. And I have them through calls, through FaceTime, and through texts. And I hate that I can't be in two or more places with them and still show up for work. But it's mandatory that I have to be in the office this week. You know what I'm saying? And Lord knows I don't want to be in that office, but I have to be in that office. So I think, you know, at least let parents be at home during spring break so they can engage with their kids more. Like, ugh, it sucks when your kids really have nothing to do on their spring break. But, you know, that's the life most of us are living. And if you have time and if you have the schedule to do exciting things on your kids' spring break, please take advantage of it and go do something with them. Okay? This is a short one, but an understanding one and a real one. Thank you for listening to another episode of Cozy Room Podcast. Peace.